Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Ni hao, and welcome to another episode of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast, premium network spinoff show, Balls Deep. I tricked you. See, you thought it was gonna be Karen and me, but it's not. It's me and Justin. What's going on, Justin? How you doing, man?
Man, life is good right now. I've actually been enjoying all this news that's been going on in the sports world.
Been a lot of news.
Mostly about steroids and baseball, but you know, it happens every baseball season.
And then, you know, you like, it's been a short week for you.
Oh, yeah.
A good week.
On a personal note, you know, my youngest brother had his first child Tuesday morning, 12:30 a.m.
And I'm assuming he raised him up in the air and said, named him Kunta Kinte?
Actually, he said, I'm out! And we left and went to Waffle House.
Right? Like all black men do. Sometimes, you know, you gotta leave your woman at the Waffle House with the baby. That's, you know, she had a baby in the bathroom, and then you just get out there and go, all right, I can finally go live my life. Yep. You know, instead of having to sit up here and appease this woman. You know what I'm saying?
I feel what you said. That's what happened. The baby came. He was like, oh, I'm out. And we went to the Waffle House, stopped back in, you know, to see about the paternity test. The results weren't in yet. He said, I'm out again.
Right, of course. But of course, this is Balls Deep Sports, the sports podcast of the Black Outtest Premium Network. Let me go ahead and play our song.
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep in love, try positive traits, give a positive feeling, make her south mouth salivate.
Hey Tyra, are you listening?
We're not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that.
Where was I?
We're talking about balls deep in love. That is correct.
That song gonna make me not like Scottie Pippen though. Like low key every week, he sounds so salty, and then it makes me think he was salty every time Jordan made him sign his contract first and then got more money.
Well, players back in his day didn't make as much as players now, so it makes sense, you know.
This makes me not like him more and more, even though he could ball his ass off.
He's one of my favorite players. I think he's criminally underrated, so.
Definitely. But this song, unfortunately, I hear this song more than I see him in the news. So
I can't believe that's making you hate him, honestly. That's amazing to me. Because he ain't doing nothing wrong. He's just trying to make money. You know, he didn't make money in his day. You know, he had to file for bankruptcy at one point. Like, I like a man that can sit back and laugh at himself. Like, you know what, man? It is funny that I'm broke.
But see, I think there's somebody else being his voice. I don't think that was actually him.
Oh, you don't even think it's really Scottie Pippen's voice?
Yeah, that's.
We'll have to look up. We'll have to do some research on that, man. I feel like that was really Scottie Pippen because he need that check, dog. And them Fox animation checks pay. You know, they go into perpetuity, dog. You know, they get syndicated. You get a check in the mail every couple of months. I mean, I could see him really signing up to do that.
You know, knowing now that you say he did go bankrupt, it made me realize that time he played in the All-Star game 2 years ago, he really was going hard to get a look.
Yeah.
Like should we try Pippen out for a tryout?
Yeah, he wasn't just trying to win the All-Star game. He was trying to get a contract. He was trying to serve two purposes.
Yep. So.
Speaking of serving two purposes. Heron Hernandez is back in the news.
Heron.
Apparently, he had someone wrote him in jail. So he wrote him back a pen pal letter, declaring his innocence. So, we got a copy of the letter from TMZ. I think we should read it.
Man, TMZ is, they have to be of the devil. They find out everything. They are they working for the government?
Right.
Are they the true WikiLeaks?
Yep. I feel like TMZ knows shit that you don't even know about yourself.
Yeah, like I didn't, like it's too soon for him to even be getting letters.
Right. TMZ, like, they can find out anything, man. How'd he get a copy of this letter? I don't know. That's crazy. But, and everybody in this chat said it was Pippin on IMDb. So, he's good with me in my book. Laughing at yourself is an underrated skill. So here's the letter. Matter of fact, let me put it in the chat. I'm sure people want to read this, for themselves. It's handwritten, which is another reason I'm like, how the fuck did they get their hands on this? You know what I mean? Like, so, like, if it wasn't handwritten, I'd be like, oh, okay, why is the preview for this thing just now showing up? There you go, everybody. Check that out. But yeah, it's handwritten. So it's even more like, how the fuck can, that even be a, like, how they get their hand on, like, the actual letter to scan it or PDF it or have it sent to them? Like, that's crazy. So, like, the person who wrote the letter and got it back must have been fucking, like, I'm gonna call TMZ, you know? Anyway, beep, your letter meant a lot and was very true. Don't even make you think that original letter was like, I know you didn't do it. You are innocent. What is wrong with the world? A man is innocent until proven guilty. Why do they have you locked up? I bought 7 of your jerseys before they kicked them out of the stores. I know everything happens for a reason, and I know quote unquote God. Huh? Why do you put quote unquote God? It's all right. The ironic God.
I'm not really sure how Heron feel about God or not. He didn't want to offend him.
He said, I know quote unquote God has a plan for me, and and something good will come out of this. The world just makes things out of false accusations, and it will all die down, especially when they say not guilty, underline, and all the people who turned on me will feel like crap. I've always been a great person and known for having an amazing heart. I'm a strong person and nothing will break me. That's probably what it said before we pull the trigger. Nothing will break me. Pow, pow, pow. A CO will never, never nor can they say now. For one day have I been down or not with a smile on my face. I know there is a reason I'm going through this, and I will figure it out through my relationship with the Lord. Not in quotes. I fell off, especially after making all that money. But when it's all said and done, quote unquote, God put me in the situation for a reason.
Oh, God put you there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to God.
Hey, you know. Over. King David was a murderer.
Hover.
I'm humbled by all this already. Caps lock and underline. And this will change me forever. At least I know my true supporters. Thanks for being one of them. P.S. The pictures are definitely hanging on my walls and definitely meant a lot. Thanks again, brother. Thanks.
Wait, so he hung up pictures. I wonder what those pictures are. Like, when you said pictures, at first I was thinking, oh, a hot chick sent some nudes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it said brother, so.
I wonder if it's, you know, I watch Gangland a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they always putting code in their letters.
Right. If you look at every, like, third line, it might be, like, kill the bitches too or some shit.
Yeah. Like, I mean, all jokes aside, like,
yeah.
I don't put it past Heron.
It says,
I'm starting to get nervous now. I can't call him Aaron anymore. I had to call him Heron.
Thanks. And it's signed in a way I can't tell who signed it. Then it says, I can't wait to sign this again when I'm playing again to prove all the haters and down talkers wrong. Keep this off social media, please. And where did you read this, Justin? On social media.
Yep.
Please. So yeah, he
and please was in all caps too with an exclamation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he didn't do it, y'all. So he'll be free one day. So make sure you guys calm down and you know, just keep putting it all in the hands of quote unquote God, and it'll work out. Speaking of a man who said,
praise him.
Speaking of a man who had to go to a concert and shout, just like people that go to church and shout, Riley Cooper made news. Go Eagles. Yay. First things first.
So you really go shout out your Eagles like that?
I mean, I'm equal opportunity. I don't know. Like, it's kind of like how people go, don't talk about Florida. You know what I mean? And I'm like, but you do realize that when that became a state, nobody gave a damn about your black ass. That's how I feel about the Eagles. Like, and this don't, like, I'm still going to watch these games and get the enjoyment of the game out of me, but I'm not about to pretend I have no extra loyalty to these niggas because they racist. I'm supposed to ignore racism?
No, but you hit it with the go Eagles. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, you didn't hit it with the, like, we in the fucking news again for bullshit.
It's sarcasm. It's sarcasm. So, but yeah, we back, y'all. Hey, yeah. In case you haven't heard yet, I will go ahead and play the clip. This is Riley Cooper at a Kenny Chesney concert, which if you guys, I want you to think about the demographics of who is at a Kenny Chesney concert, okay? So, let's get this cranking here.
I will jump that fence and fight every nigger here, bro.
Shout out to the dude in the green who immediately ejects himself from this situation. Like, he was clearly Riley Cooper's boy, and the second that this motherfucker said the N-word, he backed up off of him like a DB playing that Hail Mary defense. He was like, whoa, we doing this now? I'll put the video in the chat if y'all want to see it.
I will jump that fence and fight every nigger here, bro.
Yeah, so.
His friend said, whoa.
Yeah, his friend got in his face. You could tell they were all drunk because his friend was like, whoa, come on, man. Come on, dude.
What I appreciate his friend, too. Like, instead of just not saying anything, his friend was like, wait, no.
Yeah.
But he was going to fight all of the Negroes?
Every nigger here at the Kenny Chesney concert. Kenny Chesney
that's a highlighted point.
Yeah. That was his racism taking off. Like, it was flying off like this gif in this chat. I can't get enough of this gif. But yeah, it's Kenny, that was his racism taking off. The chick is laughing at it. I don't know if that's his girlfriend or what. She thinks it's hilarious that he said nigger. And I think she's holding the camera, by the way. So it makes sense.
She repeated it. She was like, what did he say? Fighting every nigger. She drunk.
Yeah. He said nigger. She was just thinking, like, I'm getting a cool picture with my man Riley Cooper at this Kenny Chesney concert. Break him off some.
Who
now she's gonna be on TMZ.
Who leaked this? Because isn't this old, like, back in February?
No. Nah, I don't think so. I think this just happened. I don't know. Was the concert in February? I thought it had just happened because I thought they were introducing all the players and shit. Because they introduced, like, Chip Kelly and Riley Cooper and a couple other dudes on stage. And then he thought, well, I want to go backstage and meet Kenny Chesney. And the bouncers or bodyguards are like, no, you can't go back there. I don't know if they didn't know he was Riley Cooper or if they just didn't give a fuck. But either way, he couldn't go back there.
Yep, you got to have your press pass, dog.
Right. And instead of him being able to go, okay, my bad, he's like, y'all, I will fight y'all niggers. And yeah, so the fallout has been tremendous. First, he went on Twitter, talking about how he was hurting shit, you know. A lot of people were like, oh, you know, he's just been so hurt by this. And
fuck how he feel.
He apologized. And a lot of the players accepted it. You know, a lot of players. I mean, which is funny because a lot of people were like, Mike Vick accepted his apology. I'm like, of course Mike Vick did. Like, if anybody in the NFL would possibly be willing to give you a second chance to start over, Mike Vick is on the fucking list.
Yeah, publicly anyways.
Yeah, I mean, but it's Mike Vick.
Like, in the locker room, he probably punched him in the chest and was like, don't do that shit again. But in front of the cameras, he did the right thing.
Honestly, dude, Mike Vick is one of those people I believe honestly has changed. Like, he's just one of those people where, I know in this age, everybody's cynical and shit, but he's one of the few people that I believe really was an asshole and went through a bunch of shit and then was like, you know what, man? I get it. I know people fuck up and I'll take him at his word. Until he shows me otherwise, I take him at his word. Everything he's done since getting back in the league, he's been like the highest, most highly scrutinized athlete, I think, off the field in the NFL, and he never fucks up. Like, so I, like, remember when that dude tried to, like, step to him at a party, and it was, like, his birthday party, and he left his own party because he wasn't supposed to be able to, like, have contact with the dude. Instead of having the dude kicked out and shit, he just like, all right, let me just leave. I really feel like Mike Vick would walk up to Riley Cooper and be like, hey, man, people fuck up. I forgive you, and I know you didn't mean it, and walk off and never try to bring it up again.
I mean, I might say that, but I don't know that I'll mean it.
What you mean?
I might say it to him, but I don't, just because I'm at work. But I don't know that I'll mean it.
I don't know, man. Mike Vick got, I mean, he got into the most serious trouble you can get in, kind of, other than killing a motherfucker.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying, I've been at work before, and I've been extremely polite to people that, well, I'm not even going to say extremely polite, but I've said nice things to people that on the inside, I'm just like, I really could punch you in the face right now. I just don't like you. But because we're at work, I'm going to say this. And
I feel you. I don't think he would have punched me in the chest and none of shit like that. Like, just real
talk. Well, that's kind of just extreme. Like, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, I forgive when people fuck up. Mm-hmm. And it's based off of, like I said, I think the video old, and the only reason he apologizing is because he got caught.
Who, Mike?
No, the other guy, Riley Cooper. Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He didn't, like, later on, he's not like, say I said, like, you know how when I was being rude to Damon?
Yeah.
Like, I immediately went and said something to Damon. I didn't just wait till I got caught and mm-hmm. Damon blew up about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I said my bad to Damon. Mm-hmm. So I felt, and I didn't have to. It's not like anybody else was going around going to repeat it. But that's because it was genuine. I genuinely felt bad about it. Mm-hmm. I felt like Riley really felt bad about the things he was saying about people. Especially in his teammates or whomever, he could have been like, you know what? I did something this weekend. I fucked up. That's my bad.
Nah, he had to do this publicly too. Like, that wouldn't have been acceptable. Like, if they would have been asking him about this, he would say, I already talked to my teammates. People would have been like, fuck no. What, you said this shit is in public. Everybody heard it. You can't do that. He had to apologize it to the team. He apologized to his coaches and he got to apologize in public. That's just what he got to do. Mm-hmm. You know, and he was tweeting about some shit, how he couldn't sleep and all this shit. Like, I do think he's kind of fucked up off of it. But not because, like you said, I don't think it's out like some genuine, like, where did that come from? Like, he said nigga like a person that said nigga before.
Yep.
Often. I think he's more fucked up on some, like, damn, the world knows, and I really gotta go ahead and get my shit together because this could fuck up my career.
He gotta have the best season ever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not gonna drop any passes this shit though. That's a good thing for Philly.
He's definitely my sleeper pick in the fantasy football draft. You know what I'm saying? Don't let him get to round 10. Don't let him get to round 10. He's coming off the board because I think the brother got to prove a lot.
Hint, hint.
Mm-hmm. Like, now I don't expect him to make it through all 16 games. If he can make it through like 8 weeks, I'm good. But them 8 weeks, you know, we might set a record, dude. But yeah, so that was the first thing. And so then LeSean McCoy said, I forgive him. We've been friends for a long time. But a situation like this, you really find out about someone just on a friendship level. I can't really respect someone like that. McCoy said his relationship with Cooper no longer will extend beyond the football field. And there's nothing Cooper can do to change that. Ain't nothing to prove. He said how he felt. He's still a teammate. I'm still going to block for him. Still gonna show great effort just on a friendship level. And as a person, I can't really respect somebody like that. I think as a team, we need to move past it. There are some things that are going to be hard to work with, to be honest. And I agree with him 100%.
Yep.
Like, to me, this is always how I view when people say, like, well, why can't white people say the N-word? Oh, you can. You absolutely can. It's America. You can pretty much do any fucking thing you want to as long as it's not illegal. And you can walk around saying nigger every third line, but I don't have to like you. And in the last week, I've just seen, white people trying to defend it on some, like, well, people get drunk. People make mistakes. People do this. But, you know, a lot of times when people get drunk, what really, like, their inhibitions stop holding back what's really in their heart.
Yep. I think too, man, it's depending on your race, things are always looked at differently. Depending on your race, boys will be boys. You know, oh, he's young. Oh, he's going to learn from this. We don't have to ruin his career, blah, blah, blah. But then on other races, the hammer comes down. They need to learn their lesson. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to give them the max penalty to send a message out to everyone else. And that sort, you know, just that sort of talk. And I just hate when it can't be even all the way around, because had he used a derogatory term towards homosexuals or any other communities, it definitely, I don't think, would have been taken as lenient or as light.
Well, he was definitely, he was fined an undisclosed amount, right? He had to apologize to his teammates. He said, it was one of the toughest things I've ever had to do. It was extremely emotional. They could tell I was sincere, but it was tough. He said, adding, he later plans to talk to each of his teammates personally. He said he'd be willing to speak in the community if asked, and that several of his teammates have forgiven him. He also said he wanted to apologize personally to the security guard at the concert at whom his slur was directed. I haven't had a chance. Honestly, I know everybody else is all stuck on the N-word. The most disgusting part of this to me was that he did this to somebody at their job. And I know that sounds weird to a lot of people, but I fucking hate people that treat people like shit just because they have them in a superior, like, they are in a commanding position at the time. So it's like people that treat waiters like shit, people that treat McDonald's people like shit. If I'm working security at a concert and you treat me like shit, and you, because you know I can't do anything, like, you know that I'm not legally allowed to just fuck you up, I hate that shit. And that, like, to me, I was like disgusted at that when they said it was like, I was like, well, you know, because when they first were like, yeah, I'll fight every nigga here, I was like, because I climbed that fence, I was like, are there, like, black people outside of a fucking Kenny Chesney concert trying to fight people? Like,
it's a riot. He's trying to save everybody.
Right, like, what's the context of this? And then they was just like, yeah, he couldn't get backstage, so he cussed out security. I'm like, man, seeing that, because you know security can't just fuck you up. So now you talking bold because they're not going to do shit, man. That's fucking disgusting, man. And he should apologize to that man. Like, on some real shit, fuck his teammates. He should have to apologize to that dude first.
Yep.
Like, you talk the boldest, baddest shit, man. And I guarantee you that dude probably a good 6'8", 345.
They're the same size if he's not bigger.
He way bigger than Raleigh Cooper, dude. He probably as big as a lineman, because all those security dudes for those famous people be looking like Shaq. I guarantee you, man, if he sat down in a fucking diner and just with a foot of table between the two of them, he'll be crying like a bitch, dude. That dude was like, yeah, so what you want to say to me? I don't know. But, yeah, cause when I'm not on the clock, you wouldn't say that shit. You know, you can say that shit cause I got these rules, cause I'm at my job getting a check. And Kenny Chesney can't be in the paper about his security beating up Riley Cooper.
Yep.
Anyway, he said, but obviously I'm going to go up to him and apologize the best that I can. And hopefully he'll see how much I mean it and how sincere I am. Right. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if that dude wants your apology, you know, because he doesn't have to take your apology. While your teammates may work with you and accept, you know, your so-called forgiving PR and what you're doing, that guy might feel like, man, fuck him. I don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah.
Because there's been plenty of times that I'm sure that you've been insulted or someone said something to you, and you just be like, you know what? Fuck you. Just stay out my face from now on.
Yep.
Just get out my face.
Yeah, and there's been all these excuses. Like, well, you don't know how he probably grew up in a place where you could say that. Yeah, but you're not in that place anymore. There's no excuse. Like, everybody trying to excuse the shit. Like, how about he's just racist?
Yeah, I grew up in a place where everybody called white people crackers. Man, the crackers get on my nerve.
Right.
You never hear me say the word cracker, even against the race. It's right. Kind of like, I struggle to think of something racist.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's the thing. There's just no, like, there's no excuse for this shit. And honestly, if you can excuse this, you can excuse just about anything. Like, I don't know what is racist to you if this isn't, because this is the most racist way to use the N-word. And it made me think about how people say, like, well, we're post-racial. Racism doesn't exist. The Voting Rights Act got, you know, struck down, and, you know, because they don't feel that racism is still a thing in the South anymore that can prohibit people from voting. And what it made me realize is that the reason people think racism doesn't exist or racism isn't a big deal anymore is because they don't think anything is racist. Even Riley Cooper literally calling a black man a nigger to his face at a concert is not racist. How is that fucking possible?
And it came from an angry place.
Yeah.
It came from a hurtful place. It wasn't just general conversation, that's my nigga. It came from, I will fuck all you niggas.
I will fight every nigga here is somehow not racist. Like, there's never a time when that kept, there's never a situation where you go, oh no, he used it ironically. Like, that was racist.
Yeah, he was calling all of them ignorant. That's really what he was saying. Those were some ignorant people. They're just stupid.
So the other thing too, he said, I didn't sleep or eat last night after Thursday's practice. I came in underweight the whole 9 yards. It was the toughest night I've had. It was tough. It was tough. I respect a lot of the guys that came up to me yesterday, numerous players, and said, Coop, we know that's not the type of person you are. You know, we respect you and we're behind you. Cooper relayed, noting that it could take a little while for the team to move on past it. So to me, this sounds like when a dude gets caught cheating, and then he calls his woman and he's like, you know, baby, I just ain't been able to sleep. I tried to get a hotel room and I stayed awake all night thinking about you and how I messed up. And, you know, I'm just so sorry. You know, I just want to come back home. You know, like it sounds like that, where it's like, you made your bed, but you got to lie in it, dog. Like, I don't care that you're hurting or that it's tough or that whatever. Like, you fucked up.
You know, when I saw the Michael Vick response, ironically, mm-hmm. I forgot all about Riley, and it made me think about coming up with a new name I should go by for the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Johnny Bravo. It just kept coming to my head. Like, I should just really go by Johnny Bravo for now. if someone asked me, what's your name? Oh, I go by Johnny Bravo.
Yeah. No, I really like Johnny Bravo. So that makes sense.
I was like, all documents, everything. I should go by Johnny Bravo. And that's what I thought about when I saw Michael Vick up on camera.
You thought you should go by Johnny Bravo?
Yes.
Because of Ryan Mexico, I'm assuming?
That and Carlos Dangerous.
Carlos Danger.
Mm-hmm. Like, it just made me think, I need a cool ass name to go by when I saw that.
This is what we do. This is why I got you on Balls Deep, man. Because I didn't know you were going to go there. I had no idea. I get the articles ready. And I never know what's gonna happen.
That's honestly what I thought about when I saw.
So this is hot, fresh breaking news. People might not even notice that are in the chat right now. The Eagles have excused Riley Cooper from the team.
Nice. So he got fined, and then they thought about it again. They had another meeting.
Dude, you know them niggas was looking at Riley Cooper like the apes in Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Nigga, you know the side eye in the fucking locker room was on amazing levels. It had to be palpable in there, dude. They had to be cutting tension with knives in that locker room. Can you imagine? Can you even fucking imagine when you like, hey, Riley, we about to go take the shower. I'm assuming you don't want to go yet because there's a bunch of niggers in here. But hey. You know, it's cool. I forgive you.
I mean, I figured they just accepted him like Bill Romanowski.
I doubt it. Bill Romanowski, what people forget about Romo is he could kick everybody's ass. So that's a complete.
But he can't kick everyone at the same time as he kicked you in the corner.
Bill Romanowski is the type of dude that was racist and didn't give a fuck. He was never going to apologize. It's a big ass difference. Riley Cooper is like, he's like Pete from Mad Men, where he cheat and then he get caught and he feel bad about it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. My man, this dude, Romanowski was like Roger from Mad Men, where he get caught and he be like, well, maybe we should get a divorce. This is a good opportunity to move on. So he got caught with the racial slur video. He said the last few days have been incredibly difficult. My actions were inexcusable. The more I think about what I did, the more disgusted I get. I keep trying to figure out how I could have said something so repulsive and what I could do to make things better. It's like Sinbad at the end of that stand-up. I whoop myself. I'm so disgusted. How could I do be so stupid? Coop? Yeah, go ahead.
You know, Riley must be from the North, and Romanowski had to be from the South. Because down South, we they keep our racism in our face. You know, yeah. They let us know. They remind us on a consistent basis how they feel about black people.
Well,
in the South.
For the record, I've never had my white friends call me nigger and I didn't say something. So, and it's never happened twice. I'll put it that way.
Right, but I guess that's what I'm saying. Like they still put it out there. Like they didn't just consistently hide it throughout your whole friendship.
Romanowski, I don't know what his deal. I just think he's an asshole. And his thing was just, I'm not sorry. And I've always said this is one of my tenets in life. If you're not sorry and you know what you said, ain't shit anyone can do to you. It's the most powerful you can be. As ignorant as it is, and I know it's ignorant, and a lot of people see it the opposite. The most powerful you will ever be is when you're like, yes, I called you something fucked up. No, I do not apologize. And furthermore, I don't care, and I did it on purpose.
It's his truth, man.
Yeah, and people be, you know, you could give me every fucking list of things to care about down the book, and if I know all those things and still don't give a fuck, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So that's the thing with Romanowski. I mean, remember, he was like ending niggas' careers in practice.
Yeah.
And then they would ask him about it on camera, and Romanowski would be like, he was coming across the middle. It's like, yeah, but he's your teammate. Well, he should have kept his head down.
Where's his helmet?
Yeah, my job is to break his nose. It's like, that's not your job. Well, that's the job that I do. I'm like, all right, well, shit, he don't care.
Yeah, so Riley, that's why I figured Romo's from the South and, you know, Riley's from the North because, you know, their racism a little more discreet.
Oh, maybe it is. North. Maybe it is.
They hide it.
It's like I said, he's one of those people that if I was talking to him, I would not try to reason with him. Like Riley Cooper, I'd be like, man, you know you fucked up, man. Look, what you need to do is go to rehab. I don't know. I don't even care if you ain't on drugs. Check yourself in rehab for 30 days. Come back. Well, it could be nigger rehab. We could just get you in racial slur rehab. Come back and say you was addicted to racial slurs, but now you're not. But unfortunately, you can't do that. You know what I mean? Or maybe you can, but that's what I would do. Romanowski, I would just be like, man, you call your teammate a nigger, or you call somebody a nigger, your teammates are mad. He'd be like, so? No, I'm saying your teammates are mad, so you probably should go, you know, we're going to have to apologize to your teammates, have to apologize to the person called a nigger, and you probably have to end it just a general apology to the fans. I'm not doing that. But, you know, you got to apologize. For what? I'm not sorry. He was a nigger. Come on, Riley. I mean, come on, Romo. I'm black. You can't be doing this. Why'd you hire me as an agent? I don't know, nigger. Why did I hire you? Like, but he don't care. So it's like, it's impossible to make him feel bad. Cooper is just a bitch about it at this point. He apologized profusely Wednesday after a video of him using the N-word came out. Right now, I think it's more important for me to take some time to reflect on this situation. The organization and my teammates have been extremely supportive. But I also realize there are people who will have a tough time forgiving me for what I've done. The best thing for me and for the team is to step away for a period of time. I just wonder if, I wonder if Paula Deen could have handled her shit this way. Cause I always was of the mindset if Paula Deen would have just stepped away for like 6 months and came back, she'd be completely fine.
Yep. That's a good point.
But she couldn't shut the fuck up.
He went on a media spree.
She kept making it worse. It hit me in the head with a stone. If you have never said nigger before in your life, it's like you making it worse. Just shut the fuck up and don't say anything. I heard Jesse Jackson today, y'all. It's like, shut up. Layla Ali agrees with me. It's like, bitch, you're making it worse. Riley Cooper just needed to do the opposite of her. Disappear during training camp, come back right before, like, right during, like, the last preseason game or something. Don't say shit about it. Tell everybody it's behind you. Just try to ball out on the field. Say you only gonna talk about the games this year.
Do some volunteer work.
Right. Volunteer in the hood. and leave the shit alone, dude. That's it.
Build a park.
You know?
Like, if he built a park, that might cost him $10,000 to $1,000. That was his fine. You know what I mean? Like, just take that, put that money in a park and you good.
Yeah, no press releases. Right? Like, remember Paula Deen was releasing like press release every other day. I hired Olivia Pope, y'all. Like, stop. But don't y'all like scandal? You gotta forgive me. Like, no, man, just shut the fuck up. So he's going to meet with professionals provided by the Eagles during this period of time to better help him understand how his words may have hurt so many, including his teammates, the team said in a statement, which is complete bullshit. Cooper spoke to the media again at the practice Thursday, telling them his meeting with the teammates the night earlier was extremely emotional. And, of course, LeSean McCoy said he can't really expect somebody like that. As long as it takes, whatever I have to do is what I'm going to try to do to make it right, said Cooper. So yeah, Riley Cooper racist, y'all.
He should do a Comedy Central roast of himself. Mm-hmm. That'll get everyone to forgive him
in like a year, because he can't do it now. By the way, like, that's some shit you can do in a few years, but he can't do it right now, bro. He just needs to shut the fuck up and go away. It's a lot of power in shutting the fuck up and going away. I really don't think, like, you know how they say absence
makes the... He can't afford a total lockout right now, though. He need them checks.
But you know how they say absence makes the heart grow fonder?
I mean, Eagles fans will miss him, but...
But no, people, like, that's what happens. You go away, and then people, when you come back, they forget. Yeah. They're like, oh, he back, y'all. I forgot that dude, you know. All you gotta do is make a couple plays, and people are like, oh, yeah, Riley Cooper. Like that guy.
Yeah, his first touchdown.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cause if he keeps going and he try to like fight it, then it becomes a race thing for real. Because in America right now, we're at that point where everything involving race has two sides. So you really will have people go out his jersey to be racist and shit like that. And you don't want that. If for him, it's not a sustainable career path to be supported by nothing but racists, at least nothing he could probably be proud of.
Unless he wants to go in politics.
Right. Unless he wants to be a Republican. So if not, then he need to just shut the fuck up, come back in a month or so, and we'll act like this, you know, just don't talk about it anymore. Speaking of racism, Orenthal J. Simpson.
Say it ain't so.
Won a small victory Wednesday in his bid for freedom as Nevada granted him parole on some of his convictions in the 2008 kidnapping and armed robbery involving the holdup of two sports most memorabilia dealers in Las Vegas hotel room. But the decision doesn't mean Simpson will be leaving prison anytime soon. There's always a catch, isn't there? Mm-hmm.
If he did it, though.
Yeah.
He would have already been in jail.
This is the one he got convicted of. Because he was convicted on multiple charges, Simpson still faces at least 4 more years in prison on sentences that were ordered to run consecutively. That's right. They gave him the consecutive shit instead of the concurrent. I remember being like, y'all niggas know this about that murder. Don't be trying to act like y'all routinely give motherfuckers consecutive penalties. You know, y'all do concurrent.
They haven't did this since the early 90s with crack.
Right. You know, after they said guilty and sentenced him, he probably slammed that gavel and said, fist pump was like, for Ron and Nicole.
Mainly Nicole.
Right. Mostly Nicole, because nobody care about that waiter.
Yep.
Weren't
they still married, though? Wasn't OJ still married?
I think technically they were still separated? Married. They were separated.
So Nicole was out there hoeing.
Yeah, she was definitely fucking that dude.
But we mad at OJ. Okay.
Because remember, they tried to be like, he's just a waiter. He's just a waiter that she met from a restaurant, and she, you know, he was driving her car back to the house. I was like, what, nigga? No waiter has ever done that.
Man, listen. I'm just saying, I feel OJ if I come home and see the sheets got somebody else's nut stains on them. That's all I'm saying. And I'm paying the bills at that house.
First of all, the first time a nigga calls you up and says, hey, man, it's Al Collins. What's up, Al? How you doing? Hey, I thought I saw you over by the farmer's market today. And I'm not even in Cali right now.
Huh? What you mean?
I definitely saw your car. Your wife got out of it on the passenger side. So that wasn't you that, you know what? Come to think of it, she was holding hands with some white dude. You know, like after a couple of them kind of calls, man, You know? Oh man, I saw you went to the gym today. I'm not, what are you talking about? I'm in Denver. Yeah. Your car was at the gym for sure. You know, the convertible? It had the top down. It was raining.
You've been driving that car a lot lately.
Yeah. It had the top down. It was raining. I was like, damn, he don't even care about his car. I went inside to look for you. I just couldn't find you. So I wanted to call you. And, I'm not, dude, I told you I was in Denver. No, you know what? Don't worry about it.
No, just, I don't, I'm not saying I would follow the same steps as OJ.
Of course.
But I am saying.
Right.
That Shirley will get a phone call. about what I need to do.
But yeah, so he's still in there, dog. He was sentenced from 9 to 33 years in 2007, for a stick up of, these dealers. He still faces time for 4 weapon enhancement sentences, followed by consecutive terms for 2 counts of assault with a deadly weapon. Probably just pistol whip somebody.
And I don't even know why OJ had the gun. Man, first of all, he big as hell. He got old man strength.
Mm-hmm.
And he clearly, from the glove does not fit, has big ass hands.
Yep.
Man, wave one of them big ass hands in somebody's face. They giving up the memorabilia, OJ.
He said, I just wish I never went to that room. He added that he made amends to Beardsley and Fremont. While in prison, Simpson has earned pennies an hour working in the prison gym, keeping equipment sanitizing, umpiring, and coaching games in the prison yard. So he said he made a promise to the warden when he arrived at Lovelock Correctional Center, 90 miles east of Reno, that he would be the best person they ever had at the facility. I think for the most part, I've kept my word on that. Haven't murdered any white folks in a long time.
Nice, OJ.
Allegedly.
Nice.
They were trying to steal other people's property. They were trying to steal other people's money, he said, of the other prisoners. He said, my crime was different. I'm not like the other criminals. I was trying to retrieve my money for my family and my own property.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good point.
He still get that $10,000 a month for his veterans pay from the NFL?
I don't know. His pension? I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, I guess them pennies don't really matter when I'm still... Like, currently, he's getting $10,000 a month that can't be touched.
Mm-hmm.
Just accruing interest somewhere.
But it wasn't enough. Collegiate licensing company asked judge to remove 4 plaintiffs from the Ed O'Bannon case. Ed O'Bannon, of course, is suing the NCAA for likenesses of using... using current and former NCAA players to sell video games and make profit while subsequently not breaking off those kids any of that money. He decided that, so this collegiate licensing company, which manages licensing deal for around 200 colleges and universities, filed legal papers on Thursday requesting that a federal judge remove 4 of 5 active student athletes in an antitrust lawsuit. Cause right now, they have some unnamed active student athletes named in the lawsuit, and they want them to move them off of there.
Cause then they have validity.
Right. They like, we don't want to pay these niggas. Also they asked the court to dismiss all the plaintiffs allegations that don't relate to video games or game broadcast.
You mean like t-shirt sales and things like that with the players' names on them that you can go get jerseys at any local store?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's where they make most of their money at.
Right. So, anyway, just
bullshit.
Just interesting.
Bullshit.
Greg Oden say he gonna choose his team on Friday. The best. This is between Miami, San Antonio, Dallas, and New Orleans. The craziest thing about this is Greg Oden is gonna pick a team on Friday. They waiting on him, y'all. He like, I'll let y'all know when I'm ready to pick up who I'm ready to do, blah.
I actually think he said, you know what, my knees should be recovered by then. So if they ask me to come to practice or doing the
if they want me to walk up some steps to the press conference, I'm gonna need at least 5 days to prepare my knees. So, you know, I don't want my knees to get too hot. Oden received formal offers from the Miami Heat, San Antonio Spurs, Dallas Mavericks, Atlanta Hawks, New Orleans Pelicans, and Sacramento Kings earlier this week, but it's reported likely he's going to choose from just the first 3.
Let's be honest. If you're him, Heat or Spurs, where are you going? I know you're not picking any of the other teams. Where would you go, though? Heat or Spurs?
Heat.
I don't pick the Heat.
Why not?
because I might will actually have to play.
That's a good point.
They need him. Mm-hmm. The Spurs don't necessarily need him. They just want him in case shit happens.
Yeah. Plus, you know, he Popovich don't mind sitting.
Right. I'm going to the Spurs.
So Popovich would be like sitting knees.
Bro, I'm going to the Spurs. Mm,
that's a good point.
I'm going to the Spurs.
I go to the Heat because I want my championship.
Listen.
And I feel like when I get hurt, they still going to win the championship. And I could just get my ring. So I could be like, I got one more ring than Charles Barkley.
You said if you get hurt. No, when you get hurt.
I thought I said when.
Oh, okay.
But I definitely meant when. If I didn't say when, I mean when.
Because he's going to get hurt. Right.
That's the thing. He's going to get hurt no matter what team he's on. He's going to get hurt with the Spurs, too. It don't matter. Like, that's the thing.
But he has a higher probability of getting hurt sooner with the Heat.
The probability of Greg Oden getting hurt is 100%.
It's just sooner with the Heat.
No, it's 100% no matter what. Now, you asking me what I want to do. I want to move on with my life. So let me get hurt in like October, November.
Say so you want to get hurt early.
Yeah, because it's going to happen.
You still got to fly with the team and all that other shit, though.
Are we going to pretend? Nah, you don't, though. They know you, Greg Oden. They know you, Mr. Glass.
He's not Derrick Rose. He can't pull it. I'm not traveling with the team.
Watch. They're going to be like, Greg, don't worry about it. We'll let you know when we need you. That's it. He good.
He should put in his contract that he doesn't have to show up to any games until someone else gets injured and the coach is like, you are going to actually have to suit up. Because it saves his knees from having to travel to the facility.
His contract should say, only if there are only 8 people available on the roster do I even have to be suited up.
Because that traveling back and forth to the facility, the pregame warm-ups, all those things, killing his knees.
Man, him and Juwan Howard just need to go visit the same tailor.
Greg Oden can't afford that tailor, though.
Nah, he got money. That's the thing about Greg Oden that's crazy.
Not Juwan Howard. I've been in the league 25 years, money, though.
Oh, that's true. That's true. He probably done put his shit in all kinds of accumulated interest funds and shit.
And Juwan just looked like he intelligent.
That's true.
Does Greg Oden look like he did intelligent?
Yeah, he does. He got a lot of wisdom. Whole lot of wisdom.
Can't top that, folks.
Pro Football Hall of Fame, class of 2013. Larry Allen, Chris Carter, Chris Carter finally got in. Good for him, man. Yeah. Curly Colt, Jonathan Ogden, Bill Parcells, Dave Robinson, and Warren Sapp. They all get their jerseys Saturday, August 3rd. Which I guess means the Hall of Fame game is going to be played on, Sunday?
So, Curly Cope?
Yeah, I never heard of him. Not going to pretend.
And Chris Carter, he should be sending Randy Moss a check. As much as he slanders Randy Moss,
mm-hmm.
Randy resurrected and saved his career in Minnesota.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
He should be thanking him. Randy should show up and be like, straight cash, homie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Speaking of good points, did you know that Nike has ended their support of Ryan Braun?
Of course.
They have terminated his Nike contract. So I wonder if he's going to use the Lance Armstrong, why y'all didn't know I was cheating on you, defense.
Lance couldn't even say that to Nike, though, when they cut him.
True, true. I'm just wondering, because Lance was like, look, post office, it's like you get caught cheating, you know, like, hey, you've been cheating on me. I'm disgusted by you.
It's crazy.
I'm disgusted by you not knowing I was cheating on your ass.
It's crazy because he was like, fuck the government. But Nike, y'all good. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Fuck you, government.
I ain't paying back shit. So yeah, Ryan Braun, spending for the rest of the season, lost his Nike contract. Remember we talked about Aaron Rodgers believing him?
Hey, Ron.
Aaron Rodgers says, he looked me in my eye and lied.
So did you.
Now you gonna get that year's salary or nah?
Right, cause you lying too, sir.
Right. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, outspoken supporter of Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Ryan Braun, staunch denial of performance enhancing drugs use came back to bite him this week when Braun was suspended 65 games by Major League Baseball and admitted that he was a great deal less than the truthful in those denials. Rodgers addressed Braun's suspension and his support, which included a Twitter bet of a year's salary for Braun in the past on Friday by saying he doesn't regret backing up a friend, but that he wishes he had more measured response at the time. He also wishes that Braun had not looked him in the face and lied. I was shocked. I really was. Just like many of you were.
Mm-hmm. We weren't shocked.
Nobody was shocked, though. Come on, bro.
Dude, he really mad because he in business with this dude. Mm-hmm. That's what he really salty about.
It's baseball, and he was good. Nobody shocked that he was on some shit.
Yeah.
I was backing up a friend. He looked me in the eye on multiple occasions, repeatedly denied these allegations and said they were not true. So it is disappointing, not only for myself as a friend, but for obviously Wisconsin sports fans, Brewer fans, really baseball fans. It doesn't feel great being lied to like that, and I'm disappointed in the way it all went down. He said their restaurant partnership, the future of it has yet to be determined.
You think Braun changed his number? You think Aaron tried to contact him and Braun was like, this number is no longer in service.
Yeah, he got his girl answering the phone and shit now.
He show up at the office at the restaurant. They like, oh man, Braun just left.
Yeah.
You just missed him.
Yeah, he ran out the back. I mean, he said he had to go do something.
He said he'll be back next week on October the 31st. But I'll be in Washington then playing a preseason game.
He said he'll be here on Sunday. He working the Sunday shift now, Aaron. Sundays and then occasionally Monday night.
Yep.
Fitting on the schedule. Yeah. Ain't no way in hell he trying to see this dude, man.
All jokes aside, though.
Yeah.
Ryan Braun seemed like the type of dude that'll tell Aaron, fuck you, man. Get out my face.
All jokes aside, how we know Aaron Rodgers ain't on the juice?
Man, I think he is.
NFLPA and NFL to lay groundwork for HGH testing. The NFL and the NFLPA took the first steps on Monday in ensuring that human growth hormone could become a banned substance as part of the league's testing policy. Can you believe it's not already?
They don't want it to be.
That's my thing. Why? Haven't we all conceded that these big ass freaks of fucking nature are on something? And none of us wants to really know.
Right. Because nobody wants to admit that if Adrian Peterson really almost broke that record.
Yeah.
On steroids.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Nobody wants to admit that Devin Hester was running back all them kickbacks.
And honestly, the scariest part to me is if Adrian Peterson isn't on steroids.
And some regular dude trying to arrest him.
Yeah, I don't want to know this.
Some regular dude trying to arrest him at a club, talking about, come with me.
Yeah.
He pushed him with the man, get off me.
So, yeah, they trying to determine this shit. I don't think they should. They're doing a study right now, but it should have no bearing on the upcoming season. Right. Yeah, but every player in the league will be required to submit a blood sample during training camp, according to reports by Sports Illustrated. It is this testing that would allow the league and union to better understand the chemical makeup of the league's athletes and to determine whether HGH abuse is widespread among the league.
Who's working with the union? Because I'm sure they're supposed to be representing players. Mm-hmm. Who is that guy? He needs to be fired.
Here's the most dumbass. This is the most dumbass article title ever, or most obvious. Superstar sports players are more likely to cheat.
All right, but look who did the article.
Time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They've been out of time for a long time now.
Yeah. This is why nobody buys physical magazines anymore, because it's hard-hitting journalism. Did you know that people that are good at the sport more likely to be on some shit? Yeah, that's why they get on some shit, so they can be good. How is this an article, dog? How the fuck is this an article, man?
They still exist. I can't believe Time still exists.
Belgrade, Serbia. Serbian tennis player Viktor Troicki will appeal the sport's highest court to fight his 18-month suspension for failing to provide a blood test. Mm-hmm. Troicki says he will trust the court of arbitration for sport to recognize a clear mistake from the on-site doping control officer. Sound familiar, anyone? In 2010, the Davis Cup winner said he declined to give blood at the Monte Carlo Masters in April because he felt ill. Troicki insists the doping control officer advised that he could skip the test if I wrote an explanation letter.
So you just write a letter. It's not like jury duty. I mean, even jury duty, you have to show up and give the reason, and someone there still has to say, "Oh, okay, we approve you not."
Hey, man, not we need you to take this drug test. Nah.
My tummy hurt.
My stomach feel bad. Man.
You gotta say tummy.
Yeah.
My tummy really bothered me.
Right. Do you think I have a fever? Do you think I have a fever? Touch my forehead. I probably shouldn't be
you feel
giving
that?
Blood test, you know. They
probably hit him with the, you know, it could just be fatigue. You just play the game, but right. We got comfortable chairs, some cookies over here.
Yeah, I'm just, you know what? I'm gonna go home.
You think the TCAP dude could get him to sit down?
I'm on my period. And, you know, it's my monthly and I need to go home.
Ironically, we want some of that blood.
Right. ITF suspended Troiki on Thursday after its tribunal said the explanation did not constitute compelling justification. Troiki says of the doping control officer, once she found out that she didn't follow procedures, she turned her back on me. Yeah, I don't believe you need more people.
And she's not admitting it either, unlike that other guy. I was like, maybe I did fuck up.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. Excellent job to you for actually pronouncing that dude's name.
Troiki?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never heard of him before. That's the first time I've even looked at that article, really.
Excellent professionalism by you, sir.
Keisha Cole's husband, NBA player Daniel Boobie Gibson, has spoken up about his arrest this week, telling the media that he got into trouble only because he was defending his wife from a disrespectful man.
Mm-hmm.
Gibson, who last played for the Cleveland Cavaliers, surrendered to police Monday after being charged with second-degree battery. The 27-year-old is accused of breaking another man's jaw with a punch during an argument at a nightclub. Now, here's the big news about this. And I know this is controversial and a lot of y'all aren't going to agree. Stay your coupled-up ass out of the fucking nightclub. What is wrong with people?
Yep.
How the fuck is that the only way you know how to have a good time, to go out there with all these lascivious single people that ain't got shit to lose? Of course some nigga called Keisha Cole, he want to see her titties. Why? Because he's not married to anyone in the club. He doesn't have any fucking level of decorum that he needs to ascribe to. So when he goes to the fucking club and he sees Keisha Cole and Boobie Gibson, first thing he thinking, let me look at your titties, bitch. And then now you got to break a nigga's jaw to prove your worth to your wife, and you going to jail turning yourself in on a Monday. Fuck that noise. Stay your ass at home or go find some couple shit to do, like a nice dinner out or something like that. Damn. Like, what happened to inviting people over for a dinner party?
You know what's funny, though? Is if that happened to a regular dude defending his woman's honor, so-called honor, getting arrested, that's on his record now,
mm-hmm.
They wouldn't fuck with you. They'll be like, oh, you got a record? You can't get no job now because you got a record for fighting?
Mm-hmm.
But I was defending my girl's honor. You couldn't think of a better way to resolve that issue?
Right. This is like the beginning of fucking Con Air. Next thing you know, you in prison.
Are we still in middle school? Are we fighting out here over dudes grabbing your girl butt walking down the hallway?
The altercation reportedly took place early in July. As TMZ notes, Gibson has spoken up in defense of his behavior. He told a celebrity news website that his wife had been performing at an event when a man approached her and spoke to her in a disrespectful way. This guy got real aggressive towards my wife and myself, and I did what I felt was necessary to handle the situation. The 6'2" basketball player told the AP, adding that he turned himself in because he had nothing to hide. Gibson said he expects to be fully vindicated once more details of the incident come to light.
Vindicated? Really? Mm-hmm. You punched the dude for talking shit. Like, he didn't grab your wife. He didn't grab you.
Right.
Sounds like assault and a lawsuit coming your way, buddy.
Just saying.
Good luck with that, Boobie. A dude, it goes by the name Boobie. Let's keep it wild away 100.
Stay your coupled up ass up out of the club. You know your wife's sex pics is floating around on the internet. And niggas is going to be like, let me see them titties. Because why? Because niggas are disrespectful. That's what happens.
That's your girl, not theirs. They don't care.
You punching niggas in the jaw trying to prove your love like some old 5 heartbeat shit. Man, you better stay your ass in the house. What is wrong with people?
Man, I mean, I'm not saying he broke. But when that lawsuit hit and he actually broke dude's jaw. Son. You think Keisha still going to be there for you, Boobie?
He better have some witnesses. The Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys. Let's see what happened to them. What could be possibly worse than having a racist white wide receiver? I'll tell you what could be worse.
A racist white tight end?
Dallas Cowboys safety Barry Church suffered an injury and missed a walkthrough and a full training camp practice on Monday. The injury, though, was slightly less serious than the torn Achilles that forced him on injury reserve for 13 games last season. So that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
How was he injured? He was injured by a Jolly Rancher, Justin. In man, true that, Cowboys fashion.
And that sounds like a hard injury.
Right. That sucks. A cherry-flavored Jolly Rancher, if that matters. The church chipped a tooth while eating a hard candy about a week before training camp. He experienced
injury. Bite the Jolly Rancher? What the fuck is wrong with him?
Only a Cowboys wide receiver bites into a Jolly Rancher. Or what was he, a DB or whatever? Bites into a fucking Jolly Rancher, and it breaks his tooth because he's so soft.
And misses practice behind it.
Mm-hmm. Because he couldn't possibly go to work with his tooth chip.
Mm-hmm. They got and a song out for players like you.
And he said it happened a week before training camp. Why the fuck was he at training camp then? He experienced intermittent pain in the days afterward, but said it was unbearable when he woke up Monday morning. So Church missed the aforementioned walkthrough and full practice getting an emergency root canal on Monday. He was back with the team on Tuesday and said that he caught a couple of zingers from teammates due to the fact that he got injured by candy.
He had a root canal. A root canal is different from a chipped tooth.
Yeah. We've been unable to confirm whether or not he was thrown actual Zingers brand smack cakes. Ah! Or if he was simply ridiculed. But the cake would have given him, would it make sense given that it's rather on the soft side, unlikely to chip anyone's tooth. But yeah, he chipped his tooth eating candy like a bitch.
That's what Dallas Cowboy fans had to look forward to. Great.
Craig Elo got arrested. Did you hear about this?
No. Someone played that Michael Jordan shot in his face.
Don't you always want... Craig Elo had a pretty good NBA career. The only thing I ever remember is MJ hanging over this nigga, switching up the sides of the ball, like switching up the shoulders and then shooting that ball and winning that game in his face.
Yep.
And then his head dropping. Like a fucking, like he just found out that he got AIDS.
Never heard from him since.
Craig Elo was arrested and charged with a felony count of first degree reckless burning, and separate charge of domestic violence early Thursday morning at his home in Spokane County. Few details were made available in the hours following the arrest as he was booked into a local jail. According to a report from the Spokesman Review, Elo was involved in an altercation with various family members around 7 a.m. Thursday morning. When fire crews arrived, they discovered a burning pile of clothes in the garage. Two family members were holding down Elo. The same family members told police that they were holding down the former NBA guard because they thought he was going to jump into the fire. The same report indicated that Elo and his wife had gotten into an argument the night before. Elo re-signed as an assistant coach of the Eastern Washington in July. He spent 14 years in the NBA. Averaging 8.6 points, 3.6 rebounds, 2.8 assists a game while primarily coming off the bench. But yeah, what the fuck? He was gonna burn himself alive? He must have got caught cheating.
Man, or she was cheating and he took, instead of taking it out on her, he punishing himself.
Yeah, maybe he was gonna burn his own shit. I don't know.
Man, he seemed like he would do drugs though. That's maybe. My new thing. Anytime somebody does something crazy, if they white, it's they on drugs.
Yeah. I think he got caught cheating and then he's like, he tried to do that reverse psychology. Like, I burned my own shit because I did you wrong, girl. I'm so bad. I throw myself in the fire because I did you wrong. Just please don't take half my shit. Greg Jennings, quick to back down. He, popped shit and apologized to Aaron Rodgers. So boo.
Yep.
I liked him better when he was being petty, dude. Now this shit, I don't know. Then he did that bullshit where they asked him about it. He said, I don't recall saying anything negative about Aaron or anyone over there, but hey, I apologize. Man, fuck your apology, dog.
You know what you said.
They say, have you spoken to Rodgers directly? Said, for what? I'm apologizing now. What an asshole.
Man, just say it and stick with it.
Yeah. What? Like, why even do a half-ass apology? Houston Law Enforcement Academy has been shut down. Why have they been shut down, Justin?
In Houston? Dwight Howard? Did he do something?
I'll tell you the article. Let me see if I can play it for you.
Former football star Mario Williams is at the center of a controversy tonight that has shut down a local law enforcement academy.
Eyewitness News has learned that effective immediately, Lone Star College is no longer allowed to conduct any new law enforcement training.
Our sources say this all started with allegations that Williams graduated without completing all the required coursework.
13 Undercover reporter Brian Collister has exclusive details.
Mario Williams can be a law enforcement officer in Texas. He has the diploma to prove it. But tonight, state regulators are investigating if Lone Star College gave him special treatment to help him get that degree.
I mean, didn't Shaq do the same thing?
Hold on, let it play.
6 months of hard work, finally paying off. This recent cadet class at the Lone Star Law Enforcement Academy is all smiles at last week's graduation ceremony.
We brought our academy up to one of the tops in the state.
But this class is missing a very famous face, former Texan and number one overall draft pick, Mario Williams. The football star, seen here in this Lone Star College promotional video, graduated early. According to the school, Williams managed to complete the 660 hours of coursework in just 4 months, nearly 2 months ahead of his classmates. Williams posted this Instagram on May 18th, showing him at a Montgomery County Constable's office and wrote, "Sworn in."
How was he able to get through the program faster?
Well, they made a schedule that he would do at night and on weekends. So that allowed him to do it a little faster than students.
In a recent radio interview, Williams was asked the same question.
It's supposed to be 6 months, and I actually did it in a condensed time frame. I couldn't really say exact day-to-day, but it was a four-month period, I think. Wow. I mean, it was from the very beginning of the year. And, man, it was, you know, study after study, test after test, and it was a load.
Williams' instructors told us at last week's graduation, the football star tackled the work like a pro.
Was he there every day in the classroom with everybody?
Yeah, he was in the classroom with them every day.
So he did the full 660 hours of classroom instruction?
Yes.
Despite his busy schedule with his new team, the Buffalo Bills.
What was it like spending 660 hours of classroom time with Mario Williams?
Man, the first day when he walked in, he could barely fit through the door, so that was intimidating.
This preliminary report obtained by 13 Undercover shows the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement got a complaint that a cadet did not get training or complete the course up to applicable standards. In the report, the name of the cadet in question is blacked out by the agency. But again, we've learned from multiple sources that that cadet is Mario Williams. According to state investigators, the preliminary findings support the complaint's allegations.
Was he in class every day?
Yeah, he was there a lot of the time.
The agency says it has not yet contacted the cadet in question. We tried to reach Williams through his new team in Buffalo, but we're told he's traveling. Lone Star was unwilling to talk to us on camera about Williams. They did release a statement denying they're under suspension. But the state says the suspension stands, but it will allow a current class to graduate next week. You can read the full state report on our website.
All right. So what were you going to say, Justin?
Well, first of all, I don't think he went to any of those classes. He showed up like once a week.
Why were they lying so hard, man?
But Shaq did the same thing.
Yeah, but I just want to know why they was lying so hard. No, actually, I think Shaq is an honorary.
Oh, okay.
Devin, isn't he an honorary sheriff or something? I don't know. Maybe you're right. But I just thought his shit was like more unofficial.
Nah, he could still ride out and do stuff though. Yeah. I thought.
I just want to know why they lie so hard.
Why does he want to be truly sworn in?
Yeah.
For what? Like, you have nothing else to do with your time?
Yeah.
And that one dude said at night. He showed up at night. If the classes are during the day, how can he show up at night?
And weekends.
Right. Who's there teaching them on the weekend?
I like that other people was lying too. Like, yeah, it was cool to see him in all my classes with me.
They said the first night.
Yeah, the first time I saw him, it was interesting. Oh, man. That's so good, dude. That's so good. Kellen Winslow said that the Seahawks cut him, right? They cut him, they let him go. He said the decision on the decision to release him, you just don't do a vet like that.
Underperforming veteran, yes you do.
Has
he not been watching his other friends get cut in the NFL every year?
Yeah, that's exactly how you do a vet in the NFL. That they don't like talk to you and shit, they just cut you, bro.
He's lucky he got to show up for training camp.
He says, you know what, last year, I don't know what happened in Seattle. That was on Pete Carroll. But I'm here now. This is a great opportunity for me. What happened in Seattle, I couldn't control that. They cut me at the training camp. That was out of my control. They cut me over money, so they put me in a bad situation. I've never been put in that situation. It's just frustrating what happened, and I'll leave it at that. You just don't do a vet like that. And I just don't think he's been paying attention all them years that he's been playing, and they've been doing vets like this.
it's that moment when you finally realize it can't happen to you. And who are these guys that think it can't happen to them?
Kellen Winslow. You know, speaking of vets that are very surprised, this is the most like shaking my head story of the season so far, of the year. And there's been a lot of shaking my head. There's been a murder. There's been, people calling the teammates, calling people nigger. Terrell Pryor said he never knew how to throw a football before this offseason. Nigga, huh?
You're a football player.
You a quarterback, not just a football player. You are a quarterback, and you've been playing quarterback since, like, fucking Pop Warner. What do you mean you don't know how to throw a football? What?
That's one of them comments where I'm like, the players shouldn't answer. They just no comment. Keep it moving.
Just stop.
My comment is no comment.
All you doing is setting other black quarterbacks back anyway. They'd be like, see, they told you. Ryan Cooper was right. Riley Cooper was right, guys. He knew what he's talking about. I never really knew how to throw a football before. It's coming along. I'm getting way better. I probably missed 4 or 5 throws out of 80, 85 throws a day. I might ice my arm as a precaution tonight, but it feels great. They got me going in the right direction to be a pretty good quarterback who knows how to throw the ball. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, isn't he going to be suspended a few games?
Yeah, hopefully.
I hope so. I hope. I really do.
Can you suspend someone for just being stupid?
Yes.
I feel like they should be able to suspend him and just be like, yeah, we're suspending you. He's like, I didn't do anything. No. You said you don't know how to throw a football, and we pay you to throw a football.
Right. They drafted him.
Yeah.
Like, it questions that person, too. Like, if that's the case, you can train a monkey.
I'm just going to put this in the chat so people can see it because I think it's hilarious. But somebody went and got the absolute worst Ronda Rousey tattoo I've ever seen in my life. Why? They took her nude cover for the ESPN the magazine's body issue and put it on that arm. But it looks like when they put her on the arm, she gained about 50 pounds and her face flattened out, and it's just not a good look.
She looks like Renee Zellweger now.
Right.
and she is not cute.
Renee Zellweger in Bridget Jones' Diary. Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, she is not hot at all.
I don't even understand what happened with this.
Get your money back, bro.
Yeah.
Get your money back.
Well, it wasn't a lot happening in sports this week, so
we can talk. I know you don't really talk baseball.
I have nothing to say about baseball, but you.
But I will say, you know, being a Yankee fan, that Alex Rodriguez, you know, he might get the Ryan Braun treatment.
I'll tell you what I like about the Alex Rodriguez story. My favorite part about this is all the random pictures of him in the city he's in now, and it's like him at Starbucks. Him posing with fans. He doesn't look happy in none of these pictures. He looks miserable. They trying to get my money, y'all.
You know why? Because he went from potentially getting $100 million to I might not get my $100 million and I can't play baseball to even get some type of money.
Yeah, they want his money so bad, man. It's got to suck.
And it might happen. Like, cause they working, he trying to work out a deal where he just might get the Ryan Braun suspended for the year. And baseball is really looking at him like, you could take this deal that we are going to give you, which I think is multiple years.
Yeah.
Or you can just get out of baseball altogether, lifetime ban. It's your choice. But that's what we have on the table.
I love it.
And he sent his lawyers, and they like, negotiate. Wait, no, we gave you the deal. This is, we like the feds now. You know, the federal government give you one deal, and that's it. You
take this plea bargain. I like how they're going hardball, too. Like, both sides.
Yep.
Because baseball is like, oh, really, nigga? Lifetime ban. How about that?
Yep.
I'm like, how you gonna give him a lifetime ban, but not other people? What's so much more egregious about A-Rod steroids and other people's steroids? I don't get it.
Cause he continues, like, remember they caught him a few years ago. He was like, oh, well, yeah, I did it. I'm sorry. I learned my lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And they, what they did was they didn't severely, they didn't suspend him for a whole lot of games then. They didn't come down hard then. Now, so it's like, look, dude, we cut you a break already one time because of your status. You know, people love you, and now you still back in here playing games. You gonna just try me like that? So you know they bringing the hammer.
I don't know, man. I don't get why this motherfucker getting more. I honestly don't get the difference because they really on some like, yeah, because you know we got to suspend him forever. I'm like, but why? Y'all do realize y'all sport is full of this shit, right?
Yeah, man, but it's like catching Carmelo maybe with steroids a few years ago, and people love Melo, but then, you know, they give him a 2-game suspension when it should be, you know.
But lifetime, dude, I'm sorry, but it doesn't make, it seems like they're doing this as a negotiation tactic. Like, no, you want all the money?
They tired of dealing with him, man. They tired of dealing with him.
Well, whatever. I don't care enough about baseball.
And the other thing is, he's not white like Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun is white. Let's be clear about
that,
too.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
A-Rod, got that privilege.
Yeah, A-Rod is not white. he might be a little lighter than some of the others, but he's not white. He's not going to get all the privileges.
That's a good point. Anything else I missed, man? Because, you know, it's going to be a shorter show, but... honestly, wasn't that much shit happening, and, you know, we ain't have a lot to talk about. So, if there's anything else I missed before we get to this last segment, you let me know, Jay.
Oh, no, I'm ready for Mamba.
All right, man. Let me actually put this picture in the chat, because this might be our picture for our episode, because I love when Mamba make them mad. Let me play my music. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. Hey Mamba. Kobe Bean Bryant making him mad. He's got his rehab going in full swing. He got the crutches off. And he proved that his Achilles is healthy enough for tourist activity this weekend, strolling around Italy with his family. No braces. Low tops. Ankle socks. Nigga, are you for real? Kobe the God. They said he was done, Justin.
He should wake up every morning and tweet out, you mad, bro?
Seriously. I see y'all still upset. And then just a picture of him with his beautiful family. Got his daughters. Got his wife. They just walking around being rich. Growing up with all the privilege.
It's that being rich part that people hate, too.
Mm-hmm. Kids gonna grow up like them Obama daughters. Don't be mad about it. There's nothing wrong with that. Black excellence is fine. Kobe, along with his wife, Vanessa, and his daughters, Natalia and Gianna, were spotted walking around Capri like regular people as he was doing something that Michael Jordan has never done before, be caught in a photo with his fucking family. You mad? He better at being a family man than Michael Jordan. That's why the championships matter more to me.
Oh, Jordan children hate him.
He's a better overall person. Kobe recently told an Italian media outlet that he is in the country for vacation, but found some time to do some rehab at, because you know, come on now, it's Kobe. No days off. No days off. He probably even count walking around with his family as rehab.
Listen, do you see the happiness on his wife's face, though?
Yes. Remember when they said she was going to leave?
That bitch look happy as hell right now.
She want them, she going to take half of his shit. Look at her now. Smiling. Walking around blinging in the city with her daughters and a man.
Children look happy.
Everybody looking at them. Look at her. The belle of the ball up in Italy. She probably speak Italian now. You know, oh, and you know Kobe speak Italian. You know she yep. loved that shit when she was like, so what are y'all gonna have? And then he started talking that, you know, linguine Alfredo shit.
She probably don't speak Italian.
Right, that's why, yeah, you're right.
But Kobe and his daughter speak Italian.
Right.
And he talks with the daughters. That's that other special bond that, you know. Right. You'll never be able to come between me and my daughters.
Mm-hmm. That's why she can't leave, too.
Yep.
Because her daughter's going to hate her.
I bet you he still speaks Spanish, so you can keep up with what she's saying.
Mm-hmm. Secretly.
He took some Spanish lessons on the side.
Yeah.
While he was lifting weights.
Yep. He had a Spanish tutor come in. He's like, I'm gonna do 4 hours of lifting, and then we're going to go ahead and talk some of the Spanish, too. But yeah, he did some rehab at the training facility for famed Italian soccer club AC Milan. As for Kobe and Vanessa, they broke the story. Vanessa called off the divorce back in January, and it appears the two are like peas and carrots again. Look at God. quote unquote God. Kobe out there making them mad. They wanted, remember how happy people was when they found out he might get a divorce? You sick motherfuckers. Oh, he gonna get a divorce, y'all. I told you.
Hey, man, here's the thing, too, man. Who else they following around like this and tweeting pictures of their vacation that's actually like an athlete?
Mm-hmm. They don't have pictures of LeBron in Italy. You know what I mean? LeBron be on the beach. A little bit. Dwayne Wade be out there. Only reason Dwayne Wade pictures be out there is because Gabrielle Union keep calling the paparazzi. Yep. She's not an actually talented actress. She got to keep figuring out ways to make people think about her. Hey, we on the beach and I'm holding his children again. Y'all take a picture.
Poor Savon. We got to do a Savon update.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything about her. Oh, wait. She got that $5 million. She good. She'll be back when he gets some more money.
Yo, what would be the ultimate revenge for Savon?
You know what would be the ultimate revenge? If Savon Wade, or whatever her real name is, stopped acting crazy. That would be the ultimate revenge. If, like, she got that $5 million and the next time we saw her, she was sane as shit. She's just like, oh, I just wanted that $5 million. I'm good. People like, so, is everything okay with you and of course everything is okay. I got $5 million, motherfucker. I'm rich again.
You know what I imagine Kobe doing when he retires from the NBA? Is secretly taking over and getting Jordan removed from the owner of the Bobcats and he becoming the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Or getting a team in Las Vegas, which nobody else has seemed to have been able to do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Kobe's just that devious, man.
Somebody gave us an article in the chat, man. Apparently, let's see what's going on. Rudy Gay? Well, it's been a while since we talked about a gay athlete on the show. All right. Up top, guys. Up top. That's why you pay the big bucks.
Hey, where is Hurt?
we haven't talked about a gay athlete on the show since Jason Collins came out the closet. Yep. Rudy Gay discussed eye surgery and vision problems. Well, that explains his jumper.
I guess contacts don't work.
I don't know. He said he had eye pain. He could barely get a driver's license before April's eye surgery, but his vision is now much better. It wasn't even a regular operation. It was some kind of crazy operation. It took a lot more to heal than I thought. It sucked. They had to patch it up after. Yeah, I had to take eye drops, all the stuff that I hated. I did have vision problems, Gay confesses. So he's finally out of the closet about that.
That's why Memphis got rid of him.
Sitting on the trainer's table after Gray finished, stretches out his muscles. Actually, it was terrible. I could hardly get my license. The National Post reported that he refused to wear contact lenses that he desperately needed, which was correct. I have a stigma about that stuff. Well, sounds like you have a stigmatism about that stuff. Come on, guys. I'll be here all night. Tip your waitresses. I had a stigma about that stuff. I can put anything up my nose and I can't touch my eyes. Oh, that sounds like cocaine.
Anything up your nose? How do you find out you can stick things up your nose?
That reminds me, this morning I was playing basketball. I played the 5 a.m. run.
What?
The last 2 days that they had it, Wednesday and Friday. Why did one of our boys, and you can guess which one, tell me about how he went to Vegas and he was doing coke? He was like, yeah, I got a friend, man. First of all, I don't know. This started as a discussion about Riley Cooper, And I was like, yeah, that dude racist. He was like, well, people say stuff they don't mean all the time. I was like, yeah, and racist people say stuff they mean all the time too. So I was like, I really ain't got no excuse for that dude. And if you did that shit, we wouldn't be cool, right?
I only know one person to go to the 5 a.m. run. No, I know two.
Yeah, you know a few.
One of them I don't like though.
Yeah, one of them gets a little sweaty. So he was like, yeah, man, like I went to Vegas and I know a guy, man, as soon as we got off the plane, man, we went, got cocaine. We was like, we got some weed, man, putting that shit up our nose. I was like, why are you telling me this? Like, we weren't even having this kind of conversation.
He feels uncomfortably close.
Right.
With your friendship.
Like, back up, man. I don't want to know about your illicit criminal activities in Vegas. But yeah, so apparently, him and Rudy Gay feel real comfortable putting things up their nose.
I was right about that dude all along.
Yeah, but if we, let's be honest, if we took a vote around the jail, most likely to have used cocaine, he's high on the list. Like, if he's not number one, dude, he the closest.
I mean, he already doing steroids, so it's not a far stretch.
It's not really that big a stretch, dog. And especially the way he goes in on people during the game. Come on, bro. It's not that. I could see that happening.
And he
was
one of the softest dudes in the jail. Oh, where's Shirley? So we got witnesses now.
Yeah. Anyway, I can't put anything up my nose. I can't touch my eyes. I think that just comes from me growing up seeing people on drugs. I got, what? That's backwards. Most drugs don't go up your eyes. What is he talking about?
This story getting out of control for Rudy Gay.
I got over my stigma of needles, but I couldn't do any of that other stuff. I couldn't wear contacts. I wore glasses sometimes. But why didn't you just wear goggles? You know what, man?
That's why Memphis got rid of him, dog. They were tired of going back and forth with him about this too.
Yeah, man. Burn this whole story, dog. I'm sorry I read this show. That was terrible. what the fuck is, yeah, man, I grew up with drugs, so I'm not comfortable putting things on my nose, but I'm comfortable with needles I'm not comfortable putting things in my eyes, but I'm comfortable with needles and putting up stuff in my nose.
And that's what you gotta read to your children, y'all.
This is the importance of black fatherhood. Don Lemon was right. Pull your pants up, don't litter, and read to your children. All right, guys. Make sure you follow the steps and, we can win this together. All right, man, it's been another episode of Balls Deep. We'll be back next week with more ratchetness. Oh wait, actually, let me look at this. Yeah, we will be back next week. All right, we'll be back next week, y'all. Peace.
Peace.